Watch, Connecticut teacher charged for allegedly pulling 12-year-old's hair. By Nick Gilbertson on February 7, 2022. A Connecticut teacher has been arrested and charged for allegedly pulling a 12-year-old female student's hair in the classroom. The alleged incident occurred at the King/Robinson Interdistrict Magnet School in New Haven on February 1, according to WTNH. Video of the incident, obtained by the outlet, appears to show longtime literary coach Jennifer Wells Jackson, 49, with a handful of 12-year-old Destiny James's hair as other students around them scream. She then lets go of the child's hair while seemingly pushing James's head. Watch below. The seventh grader's mother, Destiny James, told the outlet that her daughter said the alleged incident occurred after the bell rang, dismissing students. Police responded to the incident at 3:45 p.m. Wells Jackson was arrested and charged with risk of injury to a minor, a felony, and breach of peace in the second degree, a misdemeanor, court records show. She posted her $20,000 bond and was released. She was scheduled to appear in court Monday at 10 a.m. Wells Jackson is the fourth staff member in the district to be arrested in the last 3 months, WFSB reports. Three of those incidents were altercations with students, according to WFSB. A staff member allegedly brought a gun to school in one of the four incidents. James did not report serious injuries and refused medical attention, police say, but she went home with a headache, according to the outlet. Her mother said she was disgusted. There's certain things you say and there's certain things you don't say. There's certain things you do and certain things you're not supposed to do, especially when dealing with people's children, Destiny said. At the end of the day, there's no justification for putting your hands on someone's child. Justin Harmon, the director of marketing and communications for New Haven Public Schools, told News 8 on Tuesday the district takes student safety very seriously, adding the school and district are fully cooperating with the New Haven Police Department's investigation, WTNH reports. The outlet tried to get in touch with Wells Jackson but did not make contact, though a source close to the New Haven School District spoke to the outlet regarding the educator. The source said she is a great person, a veteran educator, and a community actor.